Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray engineering and producing the show for us today. I'll take the respite from the rains after about 8 inches in 2 weeks up in our neck of the woods in the foothills. A couple of days without rain would be a very pleasant respite and a little bit of a break on this Tuesday, July 25th. 2017. Hope the week is off to a good start for you. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We've got our worldwide live listening, our program easy to hear if you're by a computer. BuckmasterShow.com or KVOI.com will get you there and get you the live program. And if you missed the live program, we've got the podcasts and pretty much all of the programs we've done over the past 6.5 years at our archive at BuckmasterShow.com. Our live line number, if you would like to join in the conversation at any time during the hour, is 790-2040. We're going to begin on the Buckmaster Show live line with the new Tucson Association of Realtors head, the new CEO. He's Randy Rogers, Chief Executive Officer, Tucson Association of Realtors. Randy served as the Associate Vice President for Development at DePaul University, which is a top-tier private liberal arts college. In his new position, he will be working with the three boards, the Tucson Association of Realtors, Multiple Listing Service of Southern Arizona, and the Tucson Realtors Charitable Foundation. Founded in 1921, the Tucson Association of Realtors is the largest trade association in Southern Arizona. They serve as the voice of the real estate industry and represent more than 5,000 real estate members. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on your new position. Are you settling in?
I am. I've been here just about a month right now. Yeah.
Well, you came at a time when we had some of the hottest temperatures ever recorded in June, and then we've got a very productive rainy season. So you're kind of seeing the two sides of the Arizona Sonoran Desert.
Love every bit of it.
Tell me a little bit about how this market looks to you. I think our latest statistics look, we've got June. Kind of give us an overview, if you would, Randy, how the market's looking.
Well, the market right now is very strong. The numbers and sales are great. The median home price is up. Most importantly, for those trying to sell their home, the days on the market is it's one of the lowest numbers it's been in years. The market is tight. We wish we had more inventory. So those that are interested in selling, please put your house on the market because it's a great time to do that right now.
So this is the time when a lot of people have waited for, several years. They've been on the sidelines. You're saying now is a very good time to list your home?
No question. Both in Tucson and nationally, it's a great time. Of course, rates nationally for loans are good, but people are feeling confident in the economy. People are feeling confident in Tucson, and it is producing a very good market for those that are interested in buying or selling their house.
Let's go over some of these June numbers. Homes sold, the median price, days on the market, and the total number of active listings, Randy.
So if you look at for those of you who can't see it, I mean, you're seeing our number of homes sold. It's just almost 1,700 homes in the month of June. That is a strong number, higher than it has been in the last 5 years. If you look at the median home price, approaching just $200,000, that is the highest it's been in the last 5 years. Days on the market. And that's really when somebody puts their listing out there, and then how many days does it take to sell the house? 44 days. That's a month and a half for people who are interested in selling their house. That means there are buyers waiting to look for these properties. And then active listings, we record that as how many listings do we have out there, and we have about 3,600 active listings. And that number, too, is a strong number. So the inventory is out there. It's tight. But boy, it is. I go back to it is a really good time for those that are interested in buying and selling a house.
And that active listings is down actually over 13% from year ago numbers. So you can folks can obviously see there has been a lot of movement in our market. Randy, what is driving this right now here in Tucson?
Well, I think it's a combination of a strong local economy. I think jobs are good. People are feeling good about where they are. But I also think it's a strong national economy. And it's a good time for those that are interested in it with rates as well as they're feeling good about what's coming next. And Tucson is a welcome part of that along with every place else.
In your business, a lot of realtors decided during the very hard times a few years ago they would get out of the business. Has that started to turn around? Is there more interest in the real estate business?
There is. So, you know, we're trending on 5-year numbers. We don't go back all the way to 2008, but right now we're sitting at the highest number of members we've had in the last 5 years. So I think that's also an indication that from our folks in the market that are actually providing a service to the buyers and sellers, it's a great time to be a realtor.
What are the areas that look particularly strong right now? And I know you're still familiarizing yourself with this region. You started actually the job on June 26th. What can you tell us about areas that look particularly strong right now in the Tucson Valley?
Yeah, it's a great question, Bill, and I think that we're seeing strength in numbers across the board. There's not one area in particular that is suffering. We're finding that there's positive growth up to the north and to the west. We're seeing that to the south. We continue to get great interest as we get into some of the communities south of the airport and even farther south into Sarita and Green Valley. So the east side continues to be a strong market for us, and growth is happening there. So, you know, it's hard to point to a spot that has not been productive across the board in this area.
Is the financing picture looking attractive to the home buyer?
Very much so. Financing is always been a strong one in the last few years, and as I say, as rates continue to remain low, that's very positive. And we're seeing more loans than we are cash buyers coming in, which is also an indication that it's families and folks coming in who are trying to move here for a reason versus having possibly being a retiree that's moving out. But we're also having a strong market with that as well.
Did you yourself have any real estate background? I know you were very active at DePaul University in Indiana in fundraising. Had you had any kind of real estate background, Randy?
I have not had any. And the interesting part about that is it gives me a great opportunity to work with a new set of individuals. But it's the same. It's the same skill set. It's taking members and providing a service to our membership, and that's the same thing we did with our alumni and our donors. And as an individual graduates from a higher education institution, you want to keep them actively involved, and the same thing happens here. As they get their license and go out on their own, it's very important for us to provide services and keep them educated and keep them knowledgeable about the local market and what's happening.
All right. Randy Rogers, the new CEO of the Tucson Association of Realtors. Randy, thank you very much for spending a little time with us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Randy Rogers heading up the Realtors Group, which is certainly a very important economic sector in our valley with over 5,000 members. So pretty optimistic picture about the real estate scene. We're going to talk a little bit for a moment about one of our fine sponsors, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a 3-hour drive over to Silver City, and you will find a beautiful area waiting for you. The Gila National Forest greening up beautiful with all these summer rains and so much to do in historic Silver City. They have had the Clay Festival going on most recently, which is their big signature event. SouthwestNewMexico.org is the website. Coming up, Shelley Fishman is with me in studio. We'll talk a little bit about how the market is doing today and a lot of other things. Shelley, going to give me a thumbs up for the day's market? All right, up it goes. We'll be back with Shelley at 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Viral Mori, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viral Mori on the web at viroamori.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, we meet the new University of Arizona Athletic Director, Dave Hickey. Also, a different take on Islam. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, with worldwide live listening podcasts and show archive at buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we're going to consult right now with the gentleman that we recommend, Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, looks like the market's doing very well, going against traditional wisdom. If it's a Tuesday, things usually don't go well, but they're going well today.
Yes, they are, Bill. All the markets are up in the area of about 0.5%, and it looks like it's going to stick. It's been that way all day, down a little bit from the peaks of 130 down to about 110 on the Dow. But that's good. That's nice to see that the positive news that we've had about corporate profits has translated into market movement.
Are these corporate profits from the fiscal year that we're getting in?
Corporate profits for the second quarter.
Second quarter, and they've looked real good?
They're beating the averages. They're beating the forecasted averages. So in some cases, that means they're beating last year's number. But more importantly, what analysts like to do is trigger their opinions based upon what the corporation itself forecasts that it's going to do. So if it does better than forecast, that's good. If it does worse than forecast, that's not good.
Let's talk a little bit about investors. What are investors, what are some of the things that they need to know when they evaluate, first of all, an investment strategy, and then second of all, the investment advisor that they would be working with?
Well, you need to know something about the advisor's general perspective. And that's important, especially now when, you know, when markets are doing well, Bill, you begin to get in the media a lot of advertising and a lot of conflicting messages about what good investing really means. And I, as a professional in the industry, I see some of that stuff and I just scratch my head and I say to myself, gosh, I hope nobody's taking this stuff seriously, because you get advertisements that will say a book has been issued that tells investors about the pitfalls of, let's say, annuities. Now, anytime somebody issues a statement like a book has been issued, that means that they're using the third, you know, the passive voice, which makes it sound very, very official. What it means is the guy who's running the company, who's sponsoring the ad, wrote a book. and they generally have a perspective. And there's really two major ways of looking at this. One is that anything but advisory fees, in other words, if your advisor is charging you commissions on a per transaction basis, that's terrible. That what they really should be doing is charging you a fixed fee per year. And the flip side of that is, if you're paying a fixed fee per year, you're probably paying too much and you shouldn't be dealing with that advisor. Now, my personal perspective on that is they're both right and they're both wrong. The charges that you should probably be paying for the services you're receiving are based upon your own personal and individual needs and how your portfolio is structured and how your portfolio is being managed on a daily basis. So if you do a lot of trading, then you probably, and if doing a lot of trading is something that is a consensus point between you and your advisor, then you should probably be paying an annual fee and not paying per trade. On the other hand, if you know you get an allocation, a market strategy, and you just stick with it, then paying an annual fee is probably going to not be the best way to go. The other thing that you hear about is that what advisors are really after is commissions. And so when they sell you products, they have not your best interests in mind, but their best interests in mind. And I can tell you, Bill, I've heard of those things. That's probably true some of the time, but it's not true anything like all of the time. And some of these products that they're talking about, mostly insurance products like annuities or life insurance, make a lot of sense in the right application for the right person. So any time you hear somebody say, we've never sell, you know, we don't sell annuities and we never will, that means that that's a firm that is going to deprive you of the potential gains that you could get in the opportunity for an annuity. Now, for lots of people, annuities make no sense whatsoever. But for some people, they make a lot of sense.
So there are certain financial truths that you certainly need to keep in mind.
Yeah. One of the truths that I think, and I'm going to jump off on an article written by a guy by the name of James Wilson about a week ago. And I've got to tell you, he's got an axe to grind here because he runs a fee-only advisory firm. But some of the things he, you know, gives you 12 financial truths. You can look this up and get a copy of the article. I would certainly recommend that you might want to do that. One of the things he says is, except by chance, no manager, firm, or individual consistently beats the market for the long term. He's absolutely right about that. And his point here is that if you are being seduced by managers, mutual fund managers, or managers in firms that say, here's the history of my, you know, my accounts and I'm always beating the market, that person probably isn't telling you the truth. One of the things that he talks about is the outsized expectations for two particular commodities, one being real estate and the other being gold. And what he says in this article, and statistically he's right, is that neither one of those investments will beat the market for long. And in fact, if you take a look at gold and the forecast value for gold and the historicals for gold, it's pretty flat. Mm-hmm. And if you take a look at real estate, it's about 5%. Well, we know that the markets, the equity markets, have averaged over the past 40 or 50 years around 11%. So real estate, even though there are times real estate is roaring,
right?
As an investment, is very often lagging. When we talked a little bit about this last week, that there are two sides to every investment transaction. So that when you want to buy something because you think it's going to do well, somebody wants to sell it to you because that person thinks it's not going to do well. So keep that in mind, that no wisdom is absolute. And he says some other things here. How much you save and for how long matters more than investment returns. And, you know, that is very good advice, that if you are in a very conservative portfolio, you are willing to settle for less risk and more certainty, and you do it for a very long period of time, you will sleep at night and probably wind up in the end with a good, dependable portfolio that you can rely on in your retirement. Another thing, and I like this very much, he says, your neighbor's finances and goals are not your finances and
goals. Isn't that the truth?
And, you know,
right?
Everybody's got
their own individual.
Yeah, I've got a client who always talks about their next-door neighbor
who's
doing so well. And, of course, they only get shown the reports for the good ones.
Right.
But what your neighbors are doing and how they're doing it is really not what you should be doing necessarily. Now it might be, but chances are you're better off building a strategy based upon your needs, your time frames, your risk tolerance, and not your neighbors. And
time for one more.
One more. You likely will live longer and spend more in retirement than you think. And boy, that is true. Life expectancies are up, and people's ability to use their retirement years actively and do the things that they've always dreamed about doing during the retirement years, so that where traditionally, maybe when you and I were growing up, Bill, we thought of retirement years as a time to cut back. That is exactly the opposite now. So you have to build a portfolio for your retirement years that is going to be at least the equivalent of the years leading up to retirement. And that is difficult to do.
It really is. And you sometimes see these gauges. You need $1 million. You need $1.5 million to live comfortably. I don't know how they come up with these figures, but
you need enough such that with all of your sources of income,
right,
including your savings, that you can meet your cash flow needs. And then you shouldn't guess about what your cash flow needs are going to be. You should work either with your advisor or even with an online program to really do a financial plan that says, okay, fine, I'm 65 years old now. Here's the amount I've been earning. Here's the amount I'd like to be spending during my retirement years. And then do the math that says, well, then this is the amount you need. And, you know, if it says you need $900,000,
right,
and you've got $700,000, you got two choices.
Yeah.
You can continue to work and save,
right,
or you can cut back on your expectations. But really, that's the physics.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, no other way, you know, you're not going to win the lottery, probably, you know, and you're not going to find a long-lost relative,
right,
who's going to leave you the money.
Right.
So the math is what it is, and sometimes it's very encouraging, and sometimes it's very discouraging, but it is what it is. So do the math. Work with somebody who can help you with that, and then listen to what the numbers are telling you.
All right. Work with someone like Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, a good way to reach you?
Through thebuckmastershow.com. Absolutely.
There you go. We'll get you to Shelley. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right. 12:30 on The Buckmaster Show. CD2 candidate, Democrat Bruce Wheeler, waiting in the wings. We'll talk with Mr. Wheeler right after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life. There's always something happening at Fellowship Square Tucson. Join us Friday, April the 7th for our Health and Wellness Fair. Assured Imaging will be providing skin cancer screenings, mammogram screens, and osteoporosis bone health exams in their state-of-the-art mobile coach. These exams are covered by Medicare and all major insurances. This is open to the public, but will fill up fast. Call 886-5537 now to reserve a space or at fellowshipsquareseniorliving.org. Fellowship Square Tucson, a not-for-profit Christian care community.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Green Things. Green Things just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk, on the web at greenthingsaz.com. What a beautiful time to visit Green Things. Things have really greened up over there on their 13 acres. Everything you need in the way of gardening over at Green Things. Jan and Jack, the owners, have done just a beautiful job with that property. Let's welcome now Bruce Wheeler. Bruce is one of seven Democratic candidates who are involved in the race for the Congressional District Number 2 here in Arizona. Bruce, how are you?
Fantastic, Bill, and welcome back from Tahiti. I'm jealous.
Oh, hey, I had a great trip. In the 1970s, Bruce Wheeler ran and won a seat in the Arizona House, and he returned in 2010, serving three terms. He also served 2 4-year terms on the Tucson City Council from 1987 to 1999. He's also an excellent professional photographer.
Thank you for
that. And he's traveled a fair bit of the world, taking some wonderful images. But right now, on your plate, Bruce Wheeler, is this, you're getting involved in this CD2 race. Kind of an overview for us. How do you view this thing?
Well, I had planned to retire after my last term in the legislature. I could have run again. I was not termed out. I chose to start traveling and taking pictures, and then Trump got elected. And so at first, I didn't give it any thought. But after February, I saw that Congressional District 2, it's essential for us to take it back because of President Trump's reckless agenda. And I quite frankly see Congresswoman Martha McSally as an enabler of that reckless agenda. So she is my direct representative between me and what the president is trying to do for the corporate takeover of government in Washington. And so I finally came to the conclusion that I needed to run. My sons and I spoke about it. My ex-wife and I, they're all supporting me. I have a strong support of cadre of supporters. Jeff Lattis just jumped on and supported my candidacy. CD2 is viable. I think there's an opportunity. It's a swing district. And with all the developments, and particularly Martha McSally's ownership of Trump Care, her vote in the House a couple months ago, she now owns very unpopular, pretty bad bills, and she's going to have to reckon those in her reelection bid next year.
When you have this crowded field, and I've been around, as you have, Bruce, for a long time, and I've moderated some debates going back to the day where I would sometimes, I think I had 12, 13 candidates once hour show, and everybody got 2 minutes at the beginning to say why they should be a congressperson. If the race were to stay at about seven candidates as it is right now, we're talking a pretty small percentage would win at least the primary.
That's correct. Yeah. And I like to think I have a decent name recognition. I've been elected three times within my legislative district, which is entirely within the congressional district. None of the other candidates have that record. So I think that my having been elected is an asset. Number two, my support for Medicaid expansion in 2013 in the legislature, and as the assistant minority leader whipping up the votes to get that passed together with Governor Brewer, signals a direct difference of opinion between myself. I'm not going to speak against my Democratic opponents, but between myself and Martha McSally, who voted to get rid of Medicaid coverage for 40,000 of her constituents in CD2. So I think I'm in a good position for the primary. We don't take anything for granted. We're going to be outspent. And then the general election against Martha McSally is going to be one heck of a race.
If Obamacare is repealed, they're saying millions of people will be without insurance, health insurance. Do you
23
see,
million.
Yeah, do you see this then as being the marquee issue certainly for 2018?
Absolutely, without a question. I've been saying for months, healthcare will be the defining issue of the 115th Congress.
And you feel you're in a good position because of healthcare was one of your signature issues at the legislature.
Although that's true, what's at stake here is a transformation in providing healthcare to all Americans, universal healthcare. And I'm willing to take the risk, which I took on the floor of the House last year in the legislature, saying I believed in Medicare for all. So I was the first one, and of all my colleagues now, the good news is that they're starting to step up to the plate and say, yeah, me too, Medicare for all. My critique isn't of my colleagues here running against Martha McSally. My critique, and I use that word carefully, is of the establishment Democrats in Washington, like Chuck Schumer, who came out with this better deal for America and fails to mention health care. At a historic moment today, when the Senate of the United States is debating this Trump care, where are Democrats in their advocacy for something?
Instead where are of, they?
They're absent. You know, Naomi Klein wrote a terrific book, No is Not Enough. And the title says it all. It's not enough for Democrats to say no to Trump and no to Republicans. The public, the voters, the hardworking families of this country want to know what Democrats stand for. They used to know, but they no longer are sure. And I think the fact that we are not up there today in the Senate saying, look at the Republicans, look at the mess they're making. They can't complete a promise they've been making for 7 years. And we, the Democrats in Washington, cannot say we stand for universal health care. That's a shame.
Golden opportunity that they are missing, would you say?
Absolutely, without a question. And I plan, it may be risky in a primary to be critical of my party, but I think it's absolutely necessary because my party lost the presidential election to this guy named Donald J. Trump, a con man.
Single payer, have you talked to, how do the other candidates, the other six, feel about single payer?
Well, as I say, they've been stepping up to the plate, so a couple of them have come up and said, yeah, me too. And that's great, because then I like to think I've moved the debate to single payer, to Medicare for all.
Can we afford single payer?
We cannot afford not to have it. So the right wing will say, oh, it's going to cost $32 trillion over 10 years.
They say we cannot afford it.
They say we cannot. And yet, if you take their numbers of the cost of Medicare for everybody, it's still much less than the $48 trillion that we would be spending as we are now on healthcare, with its myriad systems of healthcare insurance companies, six separate federal U.S. government healthcare systems, the VA and several others.
Well, the Republicans moving to vote will be coming up to move ahead to repeal Obamacare. And then what happens then, do you think, Bruce Wheeler? What happens after it's repealed?
It all depends on what they do. If their motion to proceed passes, mm-hmm. then they're going to pass or not pass repeal. If they pass repeal and only repeal, they're going to have to come up with an alternative, something to replace it with. Obviously, enough Republican senators, Murkowski and Susan Collins and a couple of others, said repeal is not enough. We need to replace as well. So the devil is in the details of what their replacement will be like. And no one seems to know what the numbers, what the votes on the Republican side is going to be on that.
All right. Getting back to your campaign, are you worried about fundraising, which is obviously a big issue?
No. Traditionally, money is everything.
Yep.
And we're making a point of that we're not going to play that game. That is the obscene amounts of money. 50 million.
How many million here? How many million there? It's kind of what everybody has been kind of gauging, whether you're a viable candidate. Do you have the money? That's what people have been saying traditionally.
I don't have the millions that it takes traditionally, but we're going to make that into a campaign issue. We're going to say, look, if you want a bought and sold candidate, if you want someone that you can buy, whose influence you can buy with $7 million, as McSally spent last year, fine, go with that. But I'm saying I'm independent. I stand for these values. I'm getting that message across to you. And if you agree with me, then let's not vote for money. Let's turn that around. The Georgia Congressional District 6, as you know, spent a record amount historically, $50 million in a congressional seat. The nation keeps going downhill into this swamp where money determines the candidate. We are determined to say, no, values make the candidate and voters decide.
All right, let's see if we can work a quick call in. Bruce, I'm going to slip the headset on there. Okay. Let's see if we can hear from Ed. Go ahead, Ed.
Hello, Bruce.
Ed, hi.
Ed here. You'd remember me back from the Pima College days. I am so happy, so thrilled that you're throwing your hat into this race because finally we have a candidate that I know is a man of his word and we can trust. And I want to help out with the veterans. That's what McSally ran on, and from day one, she's done nothing but betray we veterans. And so make sure you put your website or email address out there so I can contact you and get the veterans behind you.
Ed, I really appreciate your call. My email for everyone, if they want to say something good or not, is bwheeler48@gmail.com. My website is wheelerforcongress2018.com.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Bruce Wheeler, thank you very much. And we'll be talking to you as this campaign progresses. It's not that far away, folks.
13 months for the primary.
Yeah, I was going to say it's about a year away before early voting will begin for CD2. Bruce Wheeler, thank you very much.
Bill, thank you.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show with our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See us soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Tuesday edition. This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, the crown jewel of downtown. What an exciting lineup of world-class entertainment that is scheduled for the month of August. Visit foxtucson.com to view the full list of shows, and I'm going to give you a couple of those kind of marquee shows that are coming up. Winona and the Big Noise performing on Sunday, August the 13th. Curtain goes up at 7 p.m., then Saturday, August 19th. This is going to be a very fun show. It's Live and Let Die, a tribute to the music of Sir Paul McCartney. So fun shows coming up, a lot of Beatlemania about to overcome and take over the Fox there in mid-August. Look to the Fox Tucson Theater for enriching entertainment. For more information, to view the full event schedule and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. Let's go now to Visit Tucson's Dan Gibson. Dan is with us on the live line. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. How is it going arts-wise in the next couple of weeks?
Oh, spectacularly. I mean, you may think it's the end of the summer, we're getting, you know, wearing out a little bit. No, plenty to do. So much to do. I teased this last time I was on here, but I just wanted to reiterate. Mm-hmm. July 29th, that's sneaking up here this Saturday. It's Mocha's 20th birthday party. This is not some stuffy celebration of people in tuxedos, although those are fun too. It is a 90s dance party with film screenings. So free art-making activities during the day from noon to 3. You can make your own slap bracelets. There's a rave room. You can get your photo taken. Then free 90s double feature screening in partnership with the Loft Cinema. 3 p.m. Reality Bites starring Winona Ryder. 5 p.m. Singles starring Matt Dillon and Bridget Fonda. Then from 7 to 11, a 90s dance party. What more could you ask for from an evening? And that's all happening at Mocha this Saturday. Also, apparently there will be a water balloon fight. So, yeah, worth mentioning that. Something that is water balloon friendly.
Duck and cover at the Museum of Modern Art here in Tucson. That's going to be a fun event. What else is happening, Dan?
Well, you know, I mentioned last time I was on here that the Tucson Museum of Art was their main gallery is closing for some renovations. That is still happening. But Thursday, August 3rd, you can still have an excellent time at the Tucson Museum of Art and Historic Block. They are having their free first Thursday.
Hmm.
Starting at 6 p.m., they're having a Geeks Who Drink trivia contest. Six rounds of trivia. It's a fun time. I do that every once in a while. Collaborative art making stations, a bar serving local and craft beer, and then some music. And then after that, starting at 7:30, a screening of a classic film at Cinema La Placida. Main galleries, they're closed till October 21st, but still plenty of fun. All of that's absolutely free. I mean, you'll probably have to pay for the beer, but otherwise,
it's a
good time.
Are you pretty good at the trivia games?
I don't want to toot my own horn. I do okay. I hang in there. You go ahead. It's your show.
I was just going to say that I'm really looking forward to, as are a lot of people, to the Tucson Museum of Art, to the whole redo. This is, in the history of that museum, this is the biggest kind of makeover that I think we've ever had downtown.
It's a big deal, and they're going to make it more accessible. More opportunities to sort of modernize the museum, which will be great. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They have little updates of how that's going.
All right. What else?
Speaking of renovations, Loft Cinema redid their main screen, their main theater.
Oh, that opened up.
Go ahead.
I am hearing such good things about Peggy Johnson and the Loft and showing of the film Dunkirk.
Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah.
70mm. They're showing that. It's a great opportunity to see that theater in its best. It's the largest screen in Southern Arizona. A magnificent film that sort of deserves to be seen in the big sense. Mm-hmm. So if you can catch that as soon as possible. They also have other films showing in that main screen. Also, the Loft Kids Fest is coming up starting Tuesday, July 25th. Aquila and the Bee, The Sandlot, Looney Tunes on the big screen. The Japanese film Ponyo, which is great. Lots of stuff to see up there. But if you can catch anything on that big screen, you'll want to do so. If you love film, it's a perfect way to see things.
This was kind of a coup for the Loft to get the film, wasn't it? Kind of the exclusive
showing. Yeah, they usually cannot get a film like Dunkirk. Unless it takes a while. But Christopher Nolan, the filmmaker, you may remember from some of the Batman films and mm-hmm. Inception, he wants it in 70mm, and so that provided them an opportunity to show it. And that, not very often you get to see films in 70mm, period.
There aren't that many, are there? Back in the day, there were some 70mm films.
It's a mad world. It was one of those.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
The Cinerama sort of thing.
All right. Time for a couple more.
All right. Odyssey Storytelling. This actually could be an opportunity for you. You should get in on this. You get some great stories, Bill.
Oh, I do.
It's true. Thursday, August 3rd at the Screening Room, 7 to 9 p.m. Odyssey Storytelling does a regular, they have six storytellers come and talk about a different topic. This time it's on the theme of potlucks, so that can mean anything from food shared with friends or life lessons picked up traveling around the world. It's a diverse set of stories, storytellers including Mary Jo Pollock, Steve Braun, Lee Spencer, Paul Lee. I'm pretty sure there's a ticket. Oh, it's $8 for adults, $6 for students, doors at 6:30, show at 7. Storytelling is sort of something you don't get to see every day, not comedic, but also sentimental, and people, it's a great opportunity to hear different perspectives.
Time for one more.
Well, you know what? How about University of Arizona Poetry Center? We've kind of covered a few different things. Mm-hmm. Summer reading they have with Noah Baldino and Jos. I'm going to go with Jos Charles, J-O-S. I don't know. I'm sure it's something like that. That's this Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the University of Arizona Poetry Center. If you don't appreciate the Poetry Center, it is one of the best of its kind in the country. Amazing poets coming through there and coming out of there. The summer resident, Noah Baldino, is the summer resident, and there'll be a Q&A as well. Noah Baldino's poems can be found in the Iowa Review blog, which is a big deal. So should be a pretty good time if you're into the poetry.
A lot going on, and of course, Visit Tucson, very successful this summer with that. People still want to know more and more about the whole United Nations kind of food city designation, don't they?
It has been a big deal, yeah. I mean, and you kind of think that the momentum might break down, but no, still stories coming out all the time. There was a story in a publication in Montreal just this week about the UNESCO City Gastronomy designation. It's still an opportunity. If it gets people here and gets us to show them around, then I think the city captures them as well. The UNESCO thing is a great opportunity, but you have to make the most of it. I think our organization hopefully is doing as much as we can to do that, but there's also still a whole lot to come, events and seminars and things like that. So hopefully, I think this is only the beginning of what that will do for our community.
And summer tourism, stay vacations, I think they're called, people from Phoenix coming down to Tucson. That's been very successful this year.
It absolutely has. It's actually been kind of crazy. Numbers are still up. The things are, year over year, the numbers are consistently 10% more successful than the prior year, which was generally more successful than the year before. Hotels are, like Star Pass was full this weekend, had 100% capacity.
Wow.
So, it's really been something. We put a lot of effort into the Phoenix area earlier in the summer to try to get people to come down here, and hopefully it's working. So, cheap gas prices help with that too. It makes it pretty accessible, but, if you're looking for a getaway from Phoenix, Tucson is about as easy as anything.
Dan Gibson, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson with this week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show that's sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater. Just ahead in the month of August, big month at the Fox. Who says summer, nothing to do here? There's a lot to do. Fox Theater welcomes Winona and the Big Noise, the Roots and Revival Tour. Sunday, August 13th, the curtain rises at 7. Saturday, August 19th, the Fox presents Live and Let Die, a tribute to the music of Sir Paul McCartney. That's going to be a real fun show. Sunday, August 20th, the side-splitting comedy of Late Night Cataclysm. And that is always a good show. It's very humorous, lots of laughs. Look to the Fox Tucson Theater to enrich your life with entertainment. You can view the full schedule of events, classic films, and live performances. FoxTucson.com. They've got the full lineup there on the website for a great fall and winter season as well at the Fox. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check. The host is Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, ably assisting Mike. Wake Up Tucson for 3 hours tomorrow. And then Buckmaster, me, back with you. 12:04, we'll speak with the new athletic director at the University of Arizona. That and more on Buckmaster. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.